Welcome to the Geek Mythology Podcast. This is episode 3. Happy Valentine's Day.
Aww.
For all you lovers out there. For all you gamers who are listening to this, good stuff. I'm your host, Toby.
What, gamers can't be lovers, lovers can't be gamers?
Well, they're prioritizing. I'm Toby.
Maybe this is what they're listening to on their date.
Right.
In which case.
That is even the best.
We're a great aphrodisiac.
I mean, I'm naked right now, so we'll go.
This has been a great start already.
Yeah.
I'm Toby. I'm joined by Tara, Dahl and Andrew. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
To commemorate this lovely episode, we have decided to do a little Valentine's Day treat where we go ahead and do a game, as Andrew would put it, named...
Marry, Date, Fuck? Is that the...
Sure.
That's
I'm
what
sure
it's called.
I'm sure there's another name for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's...
But no one cares.
No one cares. The goal of this game, we have each picked someone, and we've decided to bring in three characters from TV, movies, and gaming. We're going to ask each other, who would they rather marry, date, or have sexual indications with?
Sexual indications.
Indication. Sexual orientations.
All right. Who's first?
Andrew could be first.
So I'm asking you first?
You're going
this
way,
no,
are you?
You can be first. No, we'll go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Wait, you're asking Lel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't...
No.
Did you
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we'll ask this way.
Okay.
So then it seems...
That's fair.
So if Toby goes...
Okay.
Or if we do it like the normal questions where you go and Toby finishes...
Or whatever.
We'll do it the other way around. We're going the other way around this time. We're blowing...
All right.
We're
changing it up.
Off.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Andrew.
Yes.
You have three choices, my friend.
Thank you.
One, Deb Morgan. Two...
Uh-huh.
Mary Jane Watson, and number three, Kratos from God of War.
Who would you marry?
It's annoying because we were just discussing earlier that I'm not a fan of the God of War series.
Well,
played it for
you're
the
gonna
first
have to choose
time,
now.
And yeah, not a fan of his. I like Zeus better. Anyway,
marry first.
All right. Who was the second one?
Mary Jane.
Yeah, I'd marry Mary Jane Watson.
Who would you date?
I'd date Deb Morgan.
I don't even want to think about what's going to happen with them.
Oh, no.
And who would you have sexual...
it's
sexual
just the once, right? Or is it a long-spanning
well,
thing?
It's not specified.
8 weeks of non-stop. All right,
if I dated... if I dated Kratos...
You don't have to have sex with him.
I don't have to have sex with him. All right, I'll date him, and then I'll have sex with Deb Morgan.
Oh, okay.
But I'll marry Mary Jane.
But you never get to...
Because that's a lifetime
date,
of sex.
Morgan, then.
Because
like,
she's a pulp.
Worst.
She's a pulp. There's a trick question in that. You're dating a pulp.
A what?
Shit, I just gave away spoilers. Anyway, never mind.
Pulp.
Anyway,
you gotta watch. You gotta watch Dexter season.
Yeah,
whatever
I haven't
season
watched
it.
It was. Anyway,
you
matter.
Understand.
Oh,
I haven't
right.
finished it.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was a bit awkward for you.
Poor guy.
She
wouldn't
has a
end
penis.
Well.
What?
She's a pulp. Anyway, let's continue.
I don't get it.
No, I don't get it.
Okay,
Dexter
good.
Fans will.
All right.
I wouldn't want to have sex with her, actually.
You're asking me? Because like,
is it before or after?
After.
That's the real question.
Yeah, well, if I don't understand, then I can't really answer the question fully.
Okay.
So you're going to need to explain it to
us.
No,
Dexter
it's
watches
a big
will.
Big spoiler.
Mm.
Okay. Andrew,
yeah.
It's your turn.
So I'm asking Lel.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so... yeah, date, marry, fuck, first one, Cortana from Halo.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because she's technically incorporeal, right? Yeah, Ben Linus from Lost. We just finished the last episode of Lost today.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's a good one. Ben Linus, yeah, anyway, one of the big antagonists of Lost.
Yeah.
And Jordan Belfort. Leonardo DiCaprio's character from The Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
So he's very handsome, but he liketh the drugs and he liketh the prostitute. So
probably has a few SCDs.
That's right.
Those are really hard. Because one of them's a freaking computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could marry.
But
her.
She's a real
like
nice
someone's
computer.
Gotta watch, someone's got to watch her, because if you haven't, you
yeah,
can
yeah.
stand the relationship.
Yeah,
you could develop
yeah.
between Cortana and yourself.
You get a surrogate.
Right, that's a good one, too.
You get
Charlie
a body surrogate. It's Master Chief.
Okay, I'd marry Cortana.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spend your life with
a
book. Yeah,
I could
do that.
I'd date Leo.
Yeah.
And then I'd fuck Aquinas just to get it out of the way.
Just to get it out of the way.
Because it doesn't need to be any emotional connection.
No,
it can be physical.
I can just close my eyes.
Yeah.
That's just right.
Paper bag yourself like Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf. Right. Oh my
we'll
god.
Get we'll get to all that. Right, let's right, continue the game. Well.
Tara?
Yes.
All right. So the first one is Joffrey Baratheon from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Then I've got Thor from Thor, Chris Hemsworth.
Yep. Yep.
And then I've got Joel from The Last of Us.
Oh, that's, good.
That's tough.
Mm.
Oh, I don't want to sleep with any of them.
Not Thor?
No, Chris Hemsworth
with
is
his
disgusting.
Hammer? With his mighty hammer?
He's like this giant...
He likes his curly locks.
Oh, he's pretty gross looking. The Hemsworth brothers, not my thing. Oh no. I'll
marry
Thor.
Isn't,
I would probably
Captain Hammer.
Yeah. I would marry Thor because I would take his kingdom and rule everything and it'd be great. I'd be a what would I be a queen?
Asgardian of Asgard.
Yeah, he's like the emperor, right? Queen. Yeah. So that would be good. Oh no.
Yeah, Joffrey and Joel.
I'd have to date Joel. I couldn't date Joffrey.
Mm.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
I would be vomiting in my mouth like all the time.
But you'd have to...
I would have to have sex with him.
Joffrey.
I can
and
do
Joffrey's
it. I can
all
take
messed
one
up, right? Because Joffrey's sex is whack. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's true.
So...
Oh, yeah, he killed that
hey.
Baby. Yeah. That's not a spoiler that he's killed people. Come on.
Yeah, but...
It is pretty
but it would be worse if you were dating
thing.
Him. Surely it would be...
Yeah,
but then again... Then he's got people to do that to.
And let's
Sansa,
be honest,
like,
nobody
do
who's
do
listening
too,
to this podcast
too badly.
Has not
yeah.
seen Game
okay,
of Thrones.
Okay, okay. I would have to have sex with Joffrey. Because the guy's not unattractive. He's just messed
he's
up.
He's kind of
so
unattractive.
Yeah. No, but that...
He's got a weird face.
Yeah,
he does have a weird
face. He's not
face.
Too bad.
He's
all right.
The forehead.
Depends. It depends. Because if we're going characters, then it could be someone
let's
else playing him, right?
Yes.
Because he was in the Game of Thrones, Burlesque was played by a really attractive girl.
Right.
And therefore,
there you go.
Maybe Ooh. It's that version of Joffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
And then I would deal with
or
the
you can just
upness.
Imagine that when you're having sex with that Joffrey, the normal Joffrey.
She had a giant crossbow, though. It wouldn't have ended well. Anyway, yeah, that's what I'm going for. I really don't want to date Joel, though. He's a bit messed up.
It's pretty emotional.
Well, you're going to have to.
Okay. I'll take
Major
that.
Choices.
All right. Kobe.
Hello.
Are you ready for this?
I think I'm ready.
All right. So, you're going to have sexual orientation with, or marry, or date, either Khaleesi. I like the Game of Thrones.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice,
Gwen Stacy.
Well,
cool. Ooh, yeah.
And the last
the
one?
Newest iteration.
Well,
Gwen Stacy.
Any of them
Emma
are saying
Stone,
it's anyone.
Gwen Stacy,
right?
Let's just say.
But that's who I pictured. And the last one, Trevor from GTA 5.
Wow. that's
a
bomb.
Good one.
Damn
yeah.
bomb. Wow. Okay. So let's get Trevor out of the way straight away. I'd have to have sex with him.
Why?
I would not want to date that man.
Yeah, but
you don't have to have
sex with someone when you date them, right?
I'll just leave.
And you can
avoid them.
He's damn rich now.
Yeah.
I'm a gold digger, alright. That's how I do this.
Yeah, so date him. Why not?
No.
Yeah, give
just
wants to
hold his hand for a while.
Them.
Yeah.
Poor guy. I would date... Wow, okay. I'd marry Gwen Stacy.
Okay.
Because she's a great character. She's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
But
which
she
isn't
does,
the defining thing,
she does,
but she's pretty cool.
Cock it later on.
She does cock it, so
up.
I'd be
so
sad.
So you can't
but...
marry her, yeah.
Did I say I was going to date her?
You did.
Okay,
so,
that's fine.
Yeah,
no, didn't he say marry?
I thought I said marry.
No, he said marry.
I was going to marry
sorry,
her, so
marry.
Now
right,
widowed.
Right.
And
yeah,
I'm
now
looking,
you're
looking for another
person. Oh,
another
and now so you're
person.
Dating Khaleesi now.
So now I'm dating Khaleesi, and if I do one wrong thing, I'll get ripped into shreds, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's my choices.
To what?
I do get dragons, but if they...
She has dragons.
But if they turn on me, I'm fucked. Anyway.
She take my dragons when I'm me.
Cool.
I love how that just coincides exactly with what I just said about being gold digger.
Yeah, that's great. That's what got it into my head, and then
okay.
I spun it back on you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how I do.
Well, that was fun.
I like that.
Mm.
We're going to have to do this.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
So let's get into the main part of the show. We introduced this last week. This is actually a weekly thing now, or it might be fortnightly, we'll see. Anyway, Tara's first. What are you currently watching, reading, or playing? And playing.
All three of them.
Again.
I'm not really playing much this week. I've been a bit busy. I played a little bit of Tomb Raider last night, Definitive Edition. Need to get on that and finish that. I'm still reading Brent Week's Way of Shadows, because there's a trilogy, and I need to get through them. And I am watching a show called Rain on from CW because it's crap. I don't recommend it. But the lead character is played by this really cool chick that I like, so I'm watching it. It's about Mary Queen of Scots in the 1500s, but it has modern music and they wear cover girl makeup and have sex with each other. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks kind of interesting.
It's a good show, but it's just not at all historically accurate.
Yeah.
Which is a bit strange.
So.
But I like it.
That's cool.
I'm a bit addicted to it.
What are you reading?
And I already went to reading.
And you're not playing that much.
And I'm playing Tomb Raider a bit, but.
Okay. Yeah, that's my bad. Well.
Same
what are you
as
doing?
Last week.
Same as last week.
Getting through Halo. I just finished Lost this afternoon, final episode. So that was interesting.
What's? All right. And the other one.
Yes.
Reading.
I'm not reading, anything. I'm too busy. I was too busy with Lost.
Fair
it's
enough.
A lot of episodes to get through.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah. I watched the final episode of Lost with Val. That was fun. But other than that, just my regular rotation. Naruto was really good this week, if anyone's up on that. I was playing Skyrim yesterday because I was getting jealous of all these people talking about Elder Scrolls Online. Since I couldn't play it, I decided to just jump back on Skyrim. That was fun. I also tried God of War 3 between the last now and the last podcast and didn't like it because I don't like killing the Greek gods because they're my favorite of all the gods. Anyway, and reading Way of Shadows as well, trying to get through at least one book before the Geek Bomb thing with him.
Cool.
But, yeah.
That's good. Tara. Do you wanna
What are you watching, reading, and playing, Toby?
I'll start with reading because I haven't changed. I have not advanced one page in Divergent over the last week because I haven't been bothered.
It's a bit shameful.
However, I have been watching The Walking Dead, which returned yesterday. By the time we record this, would have been 5 days ago when it airs. But yeah, I watched The Walking Dead. I've been watching Grimm, Modern Family, Big Bang, and Community. And playing, I've been doing a bit of diverse playing. It's been pretty good. I've been playing a lot of Resogun, been playing some Spelunky, and I recently went on a Steam binge and bought 3 games just because I could. And those games were Papers, Please, Rust, and Starbound. I even made a Starbound Spotify playlist so I could listen to music while I played Starbound. So every time you see, if you're my Facebook friend, which you probably aren't, you are, maybe. Then if you see I'm listening to Starbound mix, then I'm playing some Starbound, which is really good. It's a really good game.
It's a stalker's dream.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I don't have to watch outside the window anymore.
No, exactly.
That's what you do.
Only when you're playing Outlast.
Oh, don't. I've been playing Outlast too, but, I mean, I haven't finished it yet, so. And I've had a 2-day hiatus from playing it, because I just haven't been...
You ran out of clean underwear. Yeah.
Let's just say that. I ran out of underwear, because the game's pretty crazy. Okay, let's move to TV. 3 headlines in TV. First of all, House of Cards has been renewed for season 3. House of Cards, no one's seen it, I'm assuming?
No, I've watched a couple episodes from season 1, but that's it. Just haven't had the time to get fully through it. Kevin Spacey's an amazing actor, and bringing him to TV for this role specifically was a good choice. Yeah.
It's a Netflix series.
It is.
Yeah. And one thing you did post about on our Facebook page was the Michael J. Fox show was cancelled.
Being cancelled, yeah.
That's really
a shame.
Sad.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the best show on TV by far. And it did have an audience of kind of middle age up. There wasn't really much for the young viewer. Yeah. I just... Even though it was a, you know... pretty cheesy sitcom, I think Michael J. Fox wanted to just hit that kind of age bracket that he's in, wanted to make a sitcom for them, and it just didn't have an appeal to a wide enough audience, especially for the for our generation who go online and talk about it and, you know,
tweet.
Do petitions and stuff and congratulate shows and yeah, it just didn't hit that market, and that's why.
It was nominated for awards, though, wasn't it? Wasn't it nominated for, like, something prestigious?
I'm not sure.
And I was like, what,
I just like it because Michael J. Fox is on it, because he's one of my favourites. Yeah.
It's a shame, although I haven't seen it. Anyway.
No, it's,
yeah, I haven't watched even a single episode, but I mean,
hopefully they'll let the season run out.
It was
out
a Golden Globe nomination.
Wow.
Right. Like, and then it gets cancelled.
Yeah.
How does
TV
that happen?
TV these days.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
I feel like they just nominate things.
NBC's
for weird
comedy
reasons.
Slot isn't that strong.
No,
like, they're
not.
Two big ones, are Community and Parks, and they're not the highest rating comedies on TV, so.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Yeah, NBC's got a long way to go in their comedy department.
Yeah. So, number three, the final one, Ben McKenzie's been cast as the young Jim Gordon in Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
So I do stand corrected, although we already said it in the first episode that it was going to be a live action series. But yeah, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So Ben McKenzie, famous for Ryan from The OC.
I love how that's the only thing they go to. He was in like
no,
Homeland
he was in,
and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Just in Newland.
Newland?
You
just said
Newland.
Called... I said Homeland.
I posted about
you
it.
Listen to this and you'll find out.
I don't even care.
The truth to your crimes.
He was a cop in something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, and he was good in it. It was like, maybe it was south of something.
Southland? Yeah,
is that where I've got Homeland?
That's where you got
land
from, yeah.
I've never watched it, but...
No, neither have I, but
I
know him from the OC.
He can play a cop in that.
Yeah,
he can
play a detective in Gotham.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do a really good job.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he just needs to grow a mustache.
Has to go on the phone.
Yeah, I remember who he is now. I'm like, oh, I remember him.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if he can grow a mustache. He's a bit prepubescent looking.
But no, I've seen him with a bit of stubble out there, so he's yeah.
It's the main thing.
That's it.
Okay.
Hopefully they can get a what's his name who played Seth. Maybe he can come in as someone.
Adam Brody.
Yeah, if he could come in as like the Scarecrow, he would make a really good young Scarecrow.
I guess so. I've never seen him play anything other than an awkward teenager.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It would be
I've seen him. He was on House
of
Lies, the Don Cheadle show, House of Lies. He came in and played a love interest for Kristen Bell's character.
Oh, really?
So yeah, he was a manufacturer of sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
Like he inherited from his father, and he was like a millionaire sex toy magnate.
Diggity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great for the Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah.
So
lonely hearts out there.
Okay. So we should have done
a sponsor this
week.
Sex Toys R Us. And
we should have done this last week, but we're going to do it from now on at the beginning of every month. I've listed here what's returning and premiering this month for TV.
Mm-hmm.
The Walking Dead's already premiered, so go check that out if you haven't. If you haven't and you like the series, then I don't know what you're doing. House of Cards premieres today, being Valentine's Day, comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Dallas comes out on the 24th. Glee comes back on the 25th. Grey's Anatomy,
yay,
the wonderfully praised TV show of love, comes back on the 27th. Vikings returns on the 27th as well. And Hannibal comes back on the 28th.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, cool. There's some good stuff.
It's not too bad.
February.
Yeah.
There's a few other things, though. I mean, just
I just picked
the crappy shows
that
I watch
ones.
In the comfort of my own home.
Like
don't tell anyone about. Like that shitty CW show.
Yeah.
Rain, everybody.
I watched lots of
Tara's favorite show on TV, Rain.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she's been watching. Okay, let's move to movies now already.
All right.
Cool.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill have reunited for a new drama centered around the man who was falsely accused as the Atlanta Olympics bomber.
Yeah, so after 9/11, the next Olympics was Atlanta, and there was this whole like heightened security and everyone's paranoid. And this guy got apparently falsely accused of being a terrorist, and it's just going to be about that.
Yeah.
So he's playing.
So I reckon Jonah Hill would be the terrorist, and DiCaprio would be the detective.
Yeah.
Or do you
that's
think it's the other way around?
After 21 Jump Street success.
Oh
don't
well,
really
think,
no, I don't
think
Jonah
Hill
right
can play a grizzled detective.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I think your predictions are correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not really a story that I would jump onto straight away, but.
Yeah, no.
Jonah Hill has proof that
but
he
they,
has some
those two would get the audience from Wolf Street.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's right, isn't it?
Mm. That's why they got them, right?
So
Jonah Hill, he didn't make any money from Wolf Street, though, right?
No.
Wasn't that was the thing? He took it because he wanted to be in it so badly that he only got paid like 60 grand.
Yeah.
Only got paid
60 grand.
Yeah, but for a movie. What did DiCaprio get for that?
Millions and millions.
Millions
yeah,
and millions,
yeah.
If not billions, yeah.
Hey, but he has DiCaprio as a best friend now, so
that's
priceless,
the one
right?
It's about
yeah
contacts, right?
And he's friends with Scorsese, so.
Yeah. Okay. So there's another one, I've misspelled it here, it's actually King of Kong, I'm pretty sure, / Horrible Bosses, / Identity Thieves director, has probably most likely signed up for the Uncharted movie, which disappoints me greatly.
Yeah,
those movies are all pretty crappy.
They weren't that great.
I didn't like any of them.
I liked Horrible Bosses, just because of the ensemble cast, they were really good.
But why do you get a comedy director?
That's what I'm thinking. Well, you know, Uncharted does have that comedy element to it, but it's also got the Indiana Jones, Tomb Raider, Michael Bay-esque.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get Michael Bay though, but
Spielberg, yeah.
Spielberg,
he probably would do it
but
well.
He's doing Halo, so obviously he's contributed his assets to the Microsoft side. Anyway,
like Spielberg, like his old stuff, like the Indiana Jones trilogy, original trilogy. They were really good movies for their time. Like,
they're
you go back and watch the original Superman, and you're like, this is so cheesy and just terrible.
It's all about the green screen.
But the Indiana Jones ones, they were fantastic for the time.
Yeah, they still stand up now.
Like, you still,
but
yeah.
Him doing another movie that's very similar to Indiana Jones would be a bit of a rip anyway.
Anyway. The Rock hints he's Green Lantern. You posted about this before.
Yes, I did. I'm actually quite excited about this.
I looked it up.
What was the hint?
He tweeted something.
It was like a hashtag in a tweet that said, Green Lantern can kick Superman's ass, or John Stewart can kick Superman's ass.
Yes.
And that was it. And that was a couple months ago. So now that the project is kind of going ahead, apparently he's been in talks with DC about doing a movie. And now they think that's connected to that hashtag from a while back.
Yeah, but he tweeted again and said, I never said anything about being a lantern. All I said was, and then he quoted the hashtag that he did. So he's kind of, he didn't outright deny
it,
but he's not.
But he's reminded everyone what he said. I think it would be really good. I don't always imagine the Green Lantern being so kind of bulky, because he works with constructs and stuff, so he doesn't need to be huge.
Yeah.
But he's got that humour.
Who was the Lantern last time?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds was Hal Jordan. So this is John Stewart, the second Green Lantern of Earth.
Oh.
Yeah. He was brought to the forefront of kind of people's knowledge through the Justice League animated series back in the early 2000s. And he was the Green Lantern in that series, John Stewart. So a lot of people from that kind of forgot that there was Hal Jordan, the original Green Lantern, and then that came back in the movies and it didn't do well. And yeah, so I think bringing in John Stewart is a really good idea. And The Rock, I think, would do an okay job.
The Rock's good.
Actor.
He's getting there now.
Because that Green Lantern was an ex-Marine. So I think he's got the body type for an ex-Marine and he can play that. We know he can play that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Cool.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah. So, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, about Quentin Tarantino ditching The Hateful Eight. Well, apparently he might not. He might be bringing it back.
Cool.
Yeah, it would be a waste for him. So
yeah,
not
I think he just threw a temper tantrum and now he's over it.
Didn't he say he was going to rewrite it?
I don't think he said anything specifically.
Someone said that he may be rewriting it. But
I think that might be an idea.
Might be a
if he's, if he's so up about it.
You never know, really. That wouldn't have been a final draft. It would have been.
Oh, definitely.
It would have been
an early
sort of. Yeah. So I guess he could quite easily rewrite from that.
Yeah.
And have it be completely different.
Yeah.
It's totally up to him.
It just has to be eight people in it who hate each other.
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah.
We talked about this as well last week. Divergent and the lack of trailers it has. Of course, we stand corrected because there is.
Who stands corrected?
Who?
I think Tara does.
I thought there was only a teaser. Now there's two trailers. Okay.
Well, okay. Yeah, the final trailer has been released. You can check that out. It looks really good.
That movie's coming out reasonably soon, right?
March. Next month.
It's forever away.
It's next month. It's like a month and a week.
I keep thinking that everything's out on Valentine's Day because there's so many movies coming out. For some reason, I thought that was out then.
It comes out on the day Infamous comes out. That's right. 21st. So that's good. I'm excited. And speaking of Divergent as well, the sequel. Insurgent, it is? Yeah, it's shooting in May.
Cool.
So they're already shooting the next one.
They know that's going to do well.
Yeah, but
there's no doubt
that's going to do well. Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
Theoretically, they should probably be shooting
the third
one as well.
Getting a bit arrogant, I think, the studios. Like, no, we'll have a teen, you know, young adult book.
Well, they did same with Twilight. Some
things. Yeah, it's just
it's yeah, it, the thing and... of it is though is that it's got such a following. The books have such a following.
It's a and safe also bet.
The social media and stuff blowing up about the movie. I think they got completely safe, but they didn't do it with Mortal Instruments.
Yeah,
because they weren't sure about that. Yeah. And thank God because it was crap. That's and terrible. They're still making the second one apparently.
They are.
So this one,
the second one's going to come out.
I think so.
It's going to be just as bad.
This one, Divergent.
No, Divergent is going to be great. That will easily transfer to screen incredibly well. As long as they have a good writer behind it. I'm
pretty sure they did.
The trailers look really good.
Yeah. The trailers would now come across. Okay.
Need for I really speed. Like, sorry, just quickly. What? I really like, what's her face is the bad guy. Rose from Titanic.
Cate Blanchett.
Isn't she the bad guy? Not Cate Blanchett.
I know this.
Help us out, listeners.
Are you talking about Winslet?
Yeah, that's Kate Winslet. Yeah, yeah. Like,
who from Titanic? Yeah. The obvious
Rose. One.
That's right.
Yeah.
No. Kate Winslet as the bad guy. You don't really see her ever as the bad guy.
Wait, the bad guy in the book. Is she the
leader? Yeah, she's the president or something. Or
she's the leader of one of the
clans.
The clan that the abnegation clan. Is that right?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Can't remember.
I've only read 100 pages of it, so I'm not sure. I'm not up to that.
All right, okay.
Anywho, Need for Speed, the highly anticipated movie by no one, gets a 3D release.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see some sparks going through the... sparks flying off and, you know, going in your face and stuff.
Awesome.
I feel sorry for Aaron Paul.
Oh, I know. Why did he do that movie?
Because he's just trying to push himself into the movie industry.
God,
you need to take
bad.
Every opportunity you can
I would love if this movie came out and then everyone raves about it and we realized we were just completely wrong.
That's 100% what I would like to happen.
But you just got to go watch it with an open mind. Just let yourself go to be entertained by the car racing.
But I can't be. I haven't even watched half the Fast and Furious. I watched like two.
That's
of them.
The thing.
I enjoy the Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious is great.
Yeah,
I did stupid over the top action, but you know.
But yeah, no, I enjoy them. Good ensemble cast.
Vin Diesel and The Rock. Rest in peace, Paul Walker. But other than that, there's a good cast. But
well, we'll see. There's preview screenings next week. Actually,
wow.
Before off this has come out, and there's already been preview screenings that I'm not going to because I don't want to see it.
Tara, you can help me out with this with shame because I'm the king of mispronunciations.
No, we want to hear you try.
Evangeline Lilly.
That's it.
Oh, there you go.
That's her. She's being cast as Ant-Man's female lead. Pretty sure.
Oh, cool.
Maybe posted
but
that.
But we don't have an Ant-Man lead.
That's right. I saw you post it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. There is
do you
want to
talk about
there
it?
There is no Ant-Man lead, right? So yeah.
No,
Paul
there's
Rudd.
No
that's
Ant-Man
Paul
lead.
Rudd.
No, Paul Rudd is a secondary lead.
Yeah, he is not playing
really?
Ant-Man.
Yeah, he's not Ant-Man. No, Paul Rudd is not Ant-Man.
Oh,
no, I'm pretty sure I read that he was
he
cast
is not
in Ant-Man.
He was cast in Ant-Man, not as Ant-Man.
We're going to have confirmation. Do you want to talk about this for a second?
Yeah, I was just excited when I found out, because I've been watching Lost for a week, and then I find out Kate, one of the main characters, is going to be an Ant-Man.
You kind
of
look like Evangeline Lilly. I've just seen it now.
That's not the guy's
name,
is it?
No, like I've just seen it.
Paul
you
Rudd.
Really do.
Well, anyway, I was excited about that.
The character's name. What's Ant-Man's character? What's the dude's name?
I think it starts. I forget. Hang on.
You forget.
We're gonna find out now.
Does it say anything yet? Currently searching up this topic.
Yeah.
This is a tense topic.
He's Paul Rudd is playing Scott Lang. Is that the
no.
the name?
No. Okay.
I didn't think so.
He's not been cast as the main though.
I was hoping that Levitt would get it. He's in it for something, isn't he?
Who?
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt.
Oh yeah.
Henry Pym. Henry Pym is Ant-Man.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
So there isn't, as far as the internet seems
is concerned.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
There's a lot of good people in this, and Simon Pegg is in it as well, obviously.
Yes.
Riot,
wait, who was Paul Rudd playing?
Scott Lang.
All right, Scott
Lang
is the successor
Ant-Man.
Of Henry Pym as Ant-Man.
Oh, so he is Ant-Man. Are you joking? That's not Ant-Man.
It should be the original Ant-Man.
Oh, no.
Well,
look at that fact-checking. Oh, that's shit.
Michael Douglas.
Oh, right. So Mike Douglas is playing Hank Pym.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hank Pym?
So what happens
to
Paul Rudd
then? That wasn't the name you just said.
Henry Pym, I said. So maybe they're just changing it up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So perhaps we'll see at the end, after the end credits, Paul Rudd becoming the Ant-Man.
Well, it's not going to be Michael Douglas as the... main lead of an action movie.
It'll clearly probably
it's should have seen him in Las Vegas.
It's gonna be Paul Rudd
so Paul Rudd across Evangeline Lilly.
Alright.
Yeah. Okay.
That's going to be interesting. That's
alright. It'll be very interesting, but Edgar Wright again.
So she's playing the Wasp, right, then? That's the
I would assume twist. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe it'll be like a Spider-Man thing where it's not.
Apparently she's playing the Wasp.
Yeah, she is?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's cool. I think she's good.
Yeah, I think she'd do well as a Wasp.
But I'm not sure about her in Paul Rudd. Yeah.
Do you know, I didn't know it was her in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she looks totally different.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, except her face.
Cool.
So she's playing the daughter of the Michael Douglas Ant-Man and the lover of the Paul Rudd Ant-Man.
Right.
Right, okay.
Because he steals the suit from the original Ant-Man. Like, what a
douchebag, Paul Rudd.
It's going to be not so Paul different Rudd. To the, like, the comics.
The comics, yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, but, that always happens.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of reimagining the universe.
That's fine. It's what they're doing all the time, I guess, but...
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on, I guess. Betrayal star Hannah Wire has been cast as Agent 47's female lead. So,
do we know who 47 is yet?
It's the Hitman reboot.
No, do we know who's
No, playing? I don't think so yet. But, yeah, Zachary Quinto is in it as well, which is exciting. So, I think it'll be good. Especially with him in there. So
who got cast as a female lead?
Hannah Wire. She's been in Betrayal. It's like the main thing.
Right.
I have no idea who that is. Hannah Wire.
Hannah Wire.
That's not how you spell it then, is it? Because that didn't come up with anything.
What'd you write?
W-Y-R-E?
That's what I spelled. I spelled it like that, so. Just type in Betrayal and go to IMDb. We'll move on. This is interesting to me, because it's weird. The Expendables.
Yeah.
The female Expendables movie has a director. I don't know who the director is.
Expendables. It's been in, you know, circulation for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it's been happening for a while since number 2, or even before number 2 came out. I think it'll...
Very
I think if they do it well... like, if they don't make it, like, totally funny, but if they make it as funny as the Expendable ones were...
Who are they going to have in there, though? Like, am I like, expecting Lucy
Rosario
Liu to be
Dawson's in there, I think.
Yeah, Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu would probably be in there.
She better be in
why
there.
Why don't you get it up?
We're getting to the other Hannah Wire.
Hannah Wire. Damn it. She's pretty. I've never seen her in anything.
Typo that. Yeah. Okay. So Expendables will be interesting.
Director Robert... Luketic?
Robert.
The Legally Blonde director.
Oh, God.
Really?
Well, that's interesting.
Oh.
There you go. The Legally Blonde director.
That's going to be interesting. But that wasn't a bad movie.
Legally Blonde was hilarious.
Yeah.
The first one was fantastic.
More comedy based.
Not, The second one was.
Oh, it's
going to
have Mila Jovovich in it.
I'm
surprised Paul W. Jovovich is directing it.
I don't know how you say it.
It's with a Y.
Is it Jovovich?
No, Jovovich. It's you, Jovovich.
I don't even know. I just wish you stopped making Resident Evil movies.
Jovovich.
It's not actually confirmed, but that's what it says. That's all it
is. I could see her in it.
Yeah,
I don't want to see her.
She'd be one of the ones.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway. On to Star Wars Episode 7. This has been a recurring topic for our
Game of Thrones. It's going to continue until long after the movie's out.
Yeah. So, the latest rumor surrounding is Gary Oldman is in talks for Star Wars Episode 7.
I reckon he might do a pretty good Sith Lord.
I think it'd be badass if he was in it.
Yeah. I could see that.
Or do you think he's just going to be like a diplomat or something?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think he'll be good in whatever
he does. Yeah, no, I think if he did like a do you remember The Fifth Element when he played Zorg? What was his name? With the plastic, half plastic head.
Oh, God, I don't know.
If fans of The Fifth Element out there and recognize the name, yeah. He played a really good bad guy in that. Like, it was really funny, but he was really kind of fucked up and, yeah.
Cool. Well, that'd be exciting then for fans of the franchise.
Yeah, fans of the franchise.
Can I quickly read to you? This is the list of female actresses that are linked to the Expendables, though none of them are confirmed.
Okay.
Sigourney Weaver.
Okay. See that? Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, no way.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Chloe Moretz.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
Lucy Lawless. Lucy Liu.
Yeah,
Lucy Liu and Lucy Lawless.
Angelina Jolie. There's others, but those are the ones that sort of stand out. And
Meryl Streep.
I don't know why
she's
that's in
not
there.
An action
that's
star.
That's such a strange... She could be like the the like retired
the Schwarzenegger of
yeah,
the
you know, who just sort of teaches them all what to do. I don't know. I haven't even seen the Expendables.
What about what's her face from Red?
I don't know. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz is on this.
No.
They bring back Charlie's Angels. It sounds.
Who? Red?
Yeah.
Just search it up and I'll do the next headline. Will Smith won't be returning for Independence Day 2.
Yeah, so that's a massive shame.
It is a shame, but...
Helen Mirren, yeah. Sorry.
That's it. That's
Helen Mirren should be in it.
She might have been on that list. I just didn't read all of it.
Like, I could see her doing that role, not...
I'd like to see Sigourney Weaver do it.
Yeah.
Because her in the at the end of Cabin in the Woods, fucking great.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Yeah. That was the greatest cameo I've ever seen her do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. She's just great in everything.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So Will Smith isn't returning, which is a bit of a shame, but you know, if I remember rightly, that is the screenwriter. He's written two versions of it, one was without
one with and one without, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I'm not a fan. It's like Ghostbusters without Bill Murray.
Yeah, that would be.
You're know, taking the vital just... part of a series or a movie, and
well, he's doing
you like an empty.
He's not necessarily a vital part. I guess,
Will Smith.
You know, he's still got this. But yeah, he was. That was one of his iconic roles.
Yeah, Hello Plane. Yeah, but anyway, Will Smith. Yeah, he's really known for Independence.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a shame. Anyway, maybe he just wants to contribute to Jadenisms.
Maybe. We'll see. Yeah, just focusing on his son's career.
In Twitter. Okay. Last headline before we get onto the releasing, the movie's releasing. Tom Hardy to join Johnny Depp in a gangster movie. It's called Black Mass, and it's about the Boston crime lord, Whitey Bulger. I think that's his name.
Right, never heard of that.
Tom Hardy.
I've heard of Tom Hardy. Of course I've heard
yeah,
of
yeah, I know. That's
hello, good. Batman. I can't do the voice very well. We'll try anyway.
I don't know what you're going for there.
I don't know.
I know you're going for Bane, but I don't know.
It's a cross between Bane and Waspinator from Beast Wars.
Okay.
So.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
Waspinator terrorize! Anyway.
Well.
That's a really good impression. If anyone knows Beast Wars, then you'll know that's a great
see the minute audience
that
watches that. Yeah. They're right into it. Let's get into the movies releasing this month. Okay. These are the sort of the bigger ones. There's two. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Winter's Tale, which has... Colin Farrell in it.
Yeah.
I know that. I don't know the female.
Jennifer Connelly.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
wait,
it's a big old
Jennifer
romantic
Connelly?
Movie. She was in Blood Diamond.
Are
she
you
was
sure
also the little
Connelly?
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly, the little girl in The Labyrinth. Any fans of The Labyrinth?
Is that
out
the
there?
Scary Labyrinth movie?
The one with
Pan's Labyrinth is
no,
amazing.
No, Pan's Labyrinth.
I love
yeah.
that
Pan's
movie.
Labyrinth. That's
yeah,
the one
sorry.
Where the dude gets bashed in with the bottle at the beginning, right?
I don't know. I just remember the one with the... He had,
yeah, the guy with
yeah.
the
eye.
Yeah.
David
Bowie.
Because I thought that movie
was
going to be
Bowie.
Really nice.
She's
like
in
a
it,
nice
yeah.
library.
Yeah,
that's confirmed.
So that's like a big old romantic movie about like a guy from the 1920s. Like he's a gangster or something or a thief. And he breaks into this chick's house, falls in love with her. They both get killed. But when he discovers that he has the power of reincarnation, he goes on a mission to save her in the present day era.
What a lovely
right.
guy.
She's not
so
playing
it's
the love interest, though.
No, she's playing the chick who helps him find his lover.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's Russell Crowe, Will Smith, Colin Farrell.
So Russell Crowe plays like a mob boss who kills him in the past, but then Colin Farrell plays like a, I wouldn't say time traveling, it's reincarnated guy. And yeah, in present day, he gets Jennifer Connelly to help him find his lover, who is apparently alive as well because of his love
cool.
or something. So it's just a cheesy romantic movie like they did made in the, you know, 50s and stuff. And it's just a harkening back to, yeah, throwback to them.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that comes out
good
on the
20th. For Valentine's Day.
That, yeah, it's a Valentine's Day release.
Mm.
Pompeii is the other one that comes out. It comes out on the 21st.
Oh, nice.
Directed by Paul W.S. Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one thing I don't like about it. But it looks awesome.
Yeah,
otherwise,
no, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I studied that in school. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
let's,
I want to go there.
Let's
really
hit
like to go to Pompeii one day.
The new thing we promised from last week, celebrity tweets. The idea of celebrity tweets, we're doing this right now.
All
right,
cool.
We're going to do it now. The idea of celebrity tweets is that we go onto the interwebs, go to Twitter, pick three tweets from celebrities.
Maybe not three.
I
just
picked
pick
two.
As many
well,
as you can get.
I got three, anyway.
Oh, wait, are we supposed to all have them?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I had
you
so many.
You just Google it, it's all good.
Okay,
so we'll say one and go around.
Okay.
But pick what you think is the best for last.
Okay.
I'm just gonna wait for Tara.
So you guys go, and okay. I'll catch up.
All right.
Okay, I'll go first then.
Yeah.
Lol will go first because she's giggling.
Okay. This is from Kanye West. Do you know where to find Marvel conference tables? Question mark. I'm looking to have a conference. Not until I get my table though. So he's looking for a Marvel table specifically for a conference, but he can't have his conference.
He'll probably never use it again.
That was from Kanye West.
Such a Kanye thing. Kim Kardashian is like breathing down his back. This table.
We need white marble tables. I will not have a conference on anything less than a marble table, Kanye.
Very good impression. You just need bigger boobs.
Yeah. No. Well.
Okay.
I've got the butt for it though.
Yes,
your turn, mate.
Moving on. I actually retweeted this as Geek Mythology Podcast earlier today.
Okay.
It's not necessarily a celebrity tweet, but it's on the Twitter called Modern Seinfeld, where they tweet plots of Seinfeld episodes if they were set in
I saw one in Friends as well. Friends did that too.
Yeah.
It's great.
So this one was, and it's appropriate for us, because it's Kramer hosts a non-recorded podcast. Kramer says it's like a podcast, but with no microphones. Jerry says, so it's a conversation? Kramer's like, but you don't get it, Jerry. And that was the tweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it'd be funny if, you know, Kramer does a non-recorded. Like, if anyone remembers when he had that episode where he found the set of an old talk show in a dumpster and he had, like, a talk show in his house. And when Kramer, Elaine, and George would come and visit, and Newman would come and visit, he'd be like, hey, welcome to the show. And he'd, like, interview them with cue cards that have nothing written on them.
Right, okay.
And one of the funniest jokes was, he goes, all right, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. But he's not talking to anyone. And then he, like, sips on a can of Coke and eats some chips and, like, puts it down, burps, and then, all right, we're back. Like, it's just very funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
Alright.
Good tweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine's from Zach Braff.
Cool.
He said, you guys, I just chased the waterfall. Don't do it. End tweet.
What
he chased a waterfall.
How do you chase a waterfall?
I don't know how you chase a waterfall. Do you run down?
Like,
do you jump down it trying to chase it? Or?
I don't know.
Is that from a song? That I just chased the waterfall. Looking to the that song?
Got very
sorry, how does it go?
No, I'm not going to sing it.
You want to do that again?
I'm
a bit
not
louder.
Singing it. No, thank you.
Don't go to... Oh, yeah, from most recently, We Are the Millers. We're the Millers.
We're the Millers, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
the boy, how he's singing it, they're all singing it, and then he does the rap.
They rap in the...
Oh, yeah, that part,
yeah.
That song.
Go, so
don't,
he,
don't
he just went...
He might
chasing waterfalls
it, yeah.
And he's telling us not to
cool.
do it.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Now it has context.
Yeah.
It makes
now it has context.
So much more sense.
Yeah.
Zach Braff's I took that as a raw thing that he said. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you thought he was weird like Jaden.
Well, I've got more weirdness from Jaden.
Cool.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Mine is from Anna Kendrick, because she's my spirit animal. And it says, seriously, Fanning sisters, only the offspring of a unicorn and a mermaid could be that pretty. Has anyone actually seen their parents?
What?
It's pretty legit. You know the Fanning sisters?
No.
Dakota Fanning?
Oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
She's like
yeah.
my age, I'm pretty
like,
sure.
She has
the
a
one?
Sister?
Yeah, the little one. She was in Super 8.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah
right.
They look
oh.
exactly the same, and they're just really pretty.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Okay.
Lel, number two.
This is my last one, because I only had two.
Yeah.
This one's from Justin Bieber.
Oh, God.
Someone approached me today and asked me if I was that chick from the L World.
That's good.
Fucked it up. Take two.
The L Word. Sorry, I'm all messed
wait,
up.
Wait, he actually
yeah.
said that?
Yeah, Justin Bieber. Someone approached me today.
He said
and asked
something funny.
About himself.
Yeah,
yeah
someone
funny.
Approached
that's
him
weird.
And asked him if he was the chick from the L Word.
He was probably doing it like, I can't believe. Yeah, sorry, he changed his name.
To Bizzle.
To Bizzle.
So we're going to refer to Biebs as Bizzle from now on.
Yeah.
Bizzle.
Got to go off that Instagram name.
Jizzle Bizzle.
I am forever now known as Bizzle. That's
right.
What he said. Andrew.
I only had
you
one.
Good? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one is... Okay, I'll pick this one. This is from Jaden Smith, actually. If newborn babies could speak, they would be the most intelligent beings on planet Earth. Really?
How? They have no life experience. Literally.
That's why I don't understand it.
It's like that movie, Baby Geniuses, where they have the less than 2-year-old child They were like super geniuses, and they talked to each other in squiggles.
Yeah, it freaks me out. Like that banana boat ad. I hate that ad. Freaks me out. The little baby that has like a man voice. That's so creepy. Oh my god.
That's funny because in like horror movies and games and stuff, the worst ones are the kids. Kid ghosts or the kid demons. The kid I hate them.
Yeah.
Tara.
Okay, I'll just do one more Anna Kendrick because that's all I've got open in front of me. People have probably seen this one. It was my favourite. Ugh, never going to a Ryan Gosling movie in a theatre again. Apparently masturbating in the back row is still considered inappropriate.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's fair.
It is?
Apparently. Yes, apparently. She got a lot of stuff back about that with people thinking she was serious and being like, what are you doing?
Of course.
Yeah.
My last one is from Jaden Smith again.
Yeah.
People tell me to smile. I tell them the lack of emotion in my face doesn't mean I'm unhappy. End tweet.
I love him so much.
What?
There's so many good ones.
Oh, it's just an idiot.
Okay. We'll be back next time with more ridiculously stupid tweets. I'm going to look some really tweets. Good ones up.
Mm.
Okay. We're going to move on to games now.
Yes.
Cool.
Exciting.
Let's look at this one first, because it's maybe the weirdest one, and the name I'm never going to pronounce it right. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, okay. Please.
This is the most fun. We need a bell for when Toby mispronounces names.
I'd like to see you try as well.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to start this. Memoru Samuragochi. I got it.
Snap. Nice.
Admits he hired someone to compose music for Resident Evil and Onimusha titles. He admits he's a fraud.
I read that.
Yeah.
Oh. I read that he went deaf at like 38 or something.
Yeah.
And he was using perfect pitch to write symphonies and all this kind of stuff. And then he wrote for all these games. And he got heaps of awards and there were concerts in his name. And that was all bullshit.
There's a question now that he's not even deaf. Wouldn't that be a twist?
Yeah. Wow.
A twist in the tale.
That's what a legend. Time. What a good troll.
Been doing it for years. He's like, bringing in that money. That poor guy. He's had to hold that in. Not like the composer here, but the dude he's hired.
Yeah, yeah.
But the guy he hired has refused to come forward for personal reasons.
Yeah.
So
he's always been threatened.
It's probably a good thing for him. There's something backing that. He obviously got paid.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, really, he would have gotten a car.
Who's getting hurt in this situation? Some guy is making money for no reason. The other guy's, you know, still earning his money.
Getting and he gets to be. It.
Yeah, but he doesn't. If he doesn't want the credit,
I guess he's
I mean, this guy, the composer.
It's kind of sad that he's not being recognized for his work, though.
Yeah,
it's so fantastic.
Well, he's probably watched this guy get all these awards stuff.
It's just like maybe he doesn't want that. Mm-hmm. You never know. If he doesn't want to come forward now, he might just not want that recognition.
We can totally take that to the a point further on about Flappy Bird, but we're going to keep going through normal stuff first. Watch Dogs, the trademark. I was talking to you, Andrew, and Love about this before. The Watch Dogs trademark was taken down by hacker, as in he actually submitted a trademark removal or whatever to the government, and they said yes. And then Ubisoft's like, well, shit, people think our game's cancelled. So they reinstated it, confirmed that Watch Dogs is still on the way.
Still on the way.
Well, they wouldn't go very fishy. Very fishy, though, when you think about it.
What was the point of someone taking it down, though?
He didn't want Watch Dogs.
Fuck with people.
Yeah, probably.
Like the guy with Fallout beeping thing.
Yeah,
just to fuck around. Yeah, that's annoying.
A D-bag.
Yeah.
Anyway, Borderlands 2 Valentine's Day DLC has been announced. It focuses on Moxie.
So it came out today?
Yes, came out today. You can totally check that shit out. I know, if you're a Borderlands fan. We'll get to more Borderlands later on too. Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, the highly anticipated sequel to Hideo Kojima's long-running titles of Amazing that I don't play, is 2 hours long. And it's going for a retail price in Australia for, I think it's $60.
That's not long at all.
That's one mission.
The price of games is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I wanted to get something today and I was like, I can't justify spending $100 on something that's going to be $50 in 6 months time.
Yeah.
Or you just go to eBay.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of places to buy it online now, especially that next gen is not region locked.
Yeah,
It's
the best
part.
But
I don't know, boycotting Australian stores is just going to mean they go away.
Yep. Poor EB Games.
Wait, so Xbox One, I could buy games in America?
Yep. The best
the
place is...
Your dad?
Yeah, my dad works for Microsoft, so he can get it, guys.
Ooh,
yeah.
Dab connections.
Games.
So, yeah.
On Rather's coattails.
On them Ground Zeroes, not good stuff. And the thing is as well that like it's a prequel to The Phantom Pain, which comes out I think next year, but still 2 hours long. That's bad.
I would pay $20 for it. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, that brings up the question, isn't it? Because it's a retail game. Why wouldn't it be a better idea to release it as a digital only and just charge the $20? I don't understand.
People don't really like digital only though.
But like,
there's a lot of gamers who just don't have anything to do with those online stores though. So you are living in your
own. It's like Homeland.
Yeah.
When we played that, that was super short. Like, it was a super great game.
That
fantastic,
was so
but it was
short.
So
we
short.
The end, we were like, oh.
Oh, is that it?
I thought that was just like...
Homefront. Not
yeah.
Homeland, Homefront.
I was thinking, are you talking about TV now?
Yeah, no. Homefront.
Yeah, I played Homefront too.
Yeah.
Homefront 2 is on the way.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it's longer.
If I couldn't bother going out. But I would prefer to walk into a game shop and get my game.
Yeah. I like having that retail.
I don't go anywhere near the stores for some reason. I don't know. The only game I've ever played is like Journey and Bastion. But,
Journey.
Yeah,
I can play that now. You can. Because I have a PS
now. You better get on it.
Awesome.
Hopefully there's still people playing it.
Weird is it when you sort of just run into someone, they're like, hey, man. They don't say anything, but they just run around.
I played my whole game with one person. That's so cool. It was like the first time I ever played it, and I didn't want to play it again, because I was like, I'm never going to have the same experience.
You know,
the guy that I was following.
What is it? You know, in the last, I think it's near the last part where you have to go up levels, and the sand or whatever it comes up?
Yeah.
This guy, he's retarded, he couldn't get there. I just banned him, I was like, I'm out of it.
No.
But you don't need to go through it with other people.
No, it's you can get a trophy for it.
It is a way better experience.
Yeah, it's so
connection.
Tranquil. It's just beautiful.
It is really fun. You can ride in the sand at the end a little bit too. I ran around and rode high.
Yeah.
For my person.
Good stuff.
Cool.
The trophies in it are good as well. They're just cool. That game company is a good game company. Okay, Elder Scrolls Online requires Xbox Live Gold, doesn't require PS Plus, although I must reiterate that it still requires a subscription fee.
I am lacking that it's cross-platform.
It's not cross-platform.
It is.
No, it's not.
It has been confirmed.
Dude, it's totally
we looked
not.
It up yesterday.
When was this?
Me and Chips looked it up yesterday. Dead set.
Who confirmed it?
I don't know. Someone. We
but
Googled
I,
it.
Like, got a press release
literally
2 days ago. It didn't say that. It said it was not cross-platform.
Let's check.
We're going to come back to that. And
if it is, I mean, that's awesome. But I'm sure that it said that the servers weren't.
Wait, so you're talking about cross-platform PC,
like
Xbox?
PC, Xbox, PS, it's all going to be on the same servers.
I don't think PS4 will
like,
be on the same
server.
That would be a strange
I
thing
think
for them
PC
to do.
And Xbox
why?
Would.
Because
I think that would be fantastic.
It would be brilliant.
Because you're
going to
be playing it on computer, right?
No,
you're going to be playing it
on PS4.
Xbox?
Sick.
All
right, cool.
Well, I don't think I'll be playing it at all, to be honest.
Oh,
I'm not
right.
going to pay the subscription fee.
Right.
But if I was, I would play it on Xbox.
What about with Xbox 360 and Xbox One? They have their own platforms, don't
they? Well, 360 and the PS3, there's no Elder Scrolls Online coming out for that. It's just next gen only.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so... But
it could be that there might be cross-platform between PlayStation and Xbox.
I still don't think that would happen, though. There's
from Gamescom,
it's
Gamescom said it didn't support cross-platform. Let me go to the next page that I've opened.
If there was cross-platform play, I would say it'd be PC, Xbox, because they're
like
Microsoft.
It's very difficult for them to do, to
it
have
is.
Cross-platform.
I
not to mention the controls
though.
Are completely different on the two, and you'd be like
putting
someone at a disadvantage. Basically, if it's PvP, if you're playing PvP and someone's on PC and someone's on Xbox, PC's
oh, that's so
got
true,
a bit
actually,
of
yeah.
a pretty high advantage there.
Mm.
I don't think that they would do it. It hasn't been done before. They've never had a cross-platform MMO.
That'd be nuts. It'd be a
so
great
it
thing
would be,
to do, but
it would be a strange. Yeah, that's
I think
why. That's what I mean. It would
be
a strange thing.
It's just very hard on servers and stuff too.
Something yeah,
you're gonna have the main servers on that load,
yeah.
especially within the first couple of months when the game's super popular. It'll be a tried and true test.
No, PC and Mac can play together. Play on a single. They're all separate except for PC and Mac.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Cross platform.
That's
is
from
Mac and
the
PC.
ElderScrollsOnline.com.
Right.
That's from their support section.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Not cross platform.
I was sure I read that it wasn't.
All right. Let's move on from there.
All right. Sorry. See, now I'm on Elder Scrolls Wiki. Under a forum discussion called cross-platform, and it says it appears the announcement is in ESO is multi-platform PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Mac. Here is the official link to the
that's
press release.
That's multi-platform,
so now I'm
not
going...
cross-platform.
Yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah, it's all right.
just jump the gun. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on the the help section of Elder Scrolls, I don't think it's gonna be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Murdered Soul Suspect is coming out on both next gen platforms. We did I did say that it was coming out on Xbox One last week, but it's been confirmed to be coming out on both Xbox One and PlayStation 4. It's being developed by Square Enix, I think. Murdered Soul Suspect.
Right.
Where you play as a detective who's been killed, and you have to find out who killed you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, it's really a hidden gem right now. Not many people really know about this game, I feel.
So,
it's got that
as a ghost, you can, like, go into shadows and stuff? And...
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah.
I haven't seen much in the game. Like, I mean, it's been very much under wraps.
You'll be able to see things in the in a different
perspective.
Way of vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Microsoft has revealed the new CEO. I'm going to have to... Satya Nadella.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's replaced Bill Gates, I think.
Yeah.
Bill Gates has stood down, which is interesting. It'll be interesting to see what Satya does.
Mm.
But yeah, good old Satya. Anyway, Star Wars and Marvel versions of Disney Infinity are in development.
Yeah, that's... I thought that would have happened already.
Yeah, actually.
Because Disney did so well combating... what's it called?
Skylanders.
Skylanders. Because they had the market
Wait,
for
so
that
said
specific
Star Wars and
thing.
Marvel?
Yep.
Yeah. Because Skylanders had the market for so long, and then Disney Infinity came in and did amazingly.
They're bringing out new characters
every all the time.
Yeah.
So now that, you know, Marvel and Star Wars are coming in.
That'd be a huge.
Star Wars
huge
is coming
benefit.
In because Disney has them now.
And so does Marvel. Disney has Marvel as well. Where they bought them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's why it's coming in.
Right.
And I also read, it's not on the list, but I read that Disney Infinity 2 is coming out next gen consoles.
Cool.
Which will be obvious, but it's already in development. So
yeah.
That will be one I get.
I would really like to play it. I've never played it, Disney Infinity.
I just think it's a
bit,
it's a bit too young.
But what, I mean, I don't really know what the objectives and goals and stuff are even in the game.
Oh,
so
you can do
anything.
You can collect things and
you can
if you're in the,
well, you can make
you're
anything.
The Invincibles.
So it's similar to Little Big Planet.
In your, yeah.
Okay.
And it's got its like set predetermined levels when you have the characters and stuff, but you can make anything you want.
I think it'd be really fun. It'd be a good multiplayer game.
It is. I think that's one of the big mainstays for it. But like when you put in your character down, it'll unlock that section of toy boxes to use in creation, I'm assuming. I think that's right. Anyway, Assassin's Creed 4, Freedom Cry, the standalone edition has been announced. Releases on the PS3 and PS4 on the 20th of Feb, which is, 6 days from now, because it's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The game itself, I played maybe an hour of.
Which game were you talking about?
Freedom Cry.
Oh, okay.
And it's not very good.
That's the...
The DLC for Assassin's Creed 4,
yep.
Where you play as Adewale.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not very good.
It's not very good?
No.
Mm.
It doesn't...
That's
I don't know why they're making it a standalone.
I like Adewale. He was one of my favorites. When he left, and then Bonnie became your thing.
But that,
yeah,
wasn't
I was
that only the last hour
that.
Of it?
Yeah, about that, but still, I liked Adewale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know.
Oh,
still
like
your,
like,
your right hand, your quartermaster.
Yeah, your quartermaster.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was
I liked
good.
Him.
And when you hunted sharks and whales, you'd still hear his voice going, "That's a big one! Look at the size of him!" Yeah, I like that.
You know what, I'm thinking that Ubisoft are doing this as a ploy for people who haven't played Assassin's Creed 4. If they say, like, maybe this is $15, I think, if it's a standalone, that's how much I paid for it. If it's $15 and this person, say, he doesn't know about Assassin's Creed 4 yet, it's still implementing the ideas of Assassin's Creed 4, but in a littler package.
Right.
And he might play it and be like, this is pretty good.
Maybe
go
I'll
on,
get
go and buy the full game.
Yep.
I didn't realize it was standalone.
Well, it will only be on the 20th. But yeah, it'll be good.
Cool.
It's a good idea. Good marketing strategy, but it's not a very good DLC. The Titanfall beta requires an access code, which...
Hopefully coming out tomorrow, which are already out by Valentine's. Well, actually, you're playing it on Valentine's Day.
If you didn't know about the access code, you won't have it now. You won't be able to play it until it comes out next month. But, yeah. So if you do have a code,
Hopefully
you're playing,
playing
it right
that
now.
Right now.
Yeah.
I hope that I am.
We can chuck up a status about it.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. It's going to be such a big download on my Xbox, though.
Well, it's only a beta. I'm assuming it'll be like 6 gigs.
Oh,
hopefully.
No. Are you kidding me? It's going to be like 20, 30.
Oh,
easy.
Oh, God. I can't
easy.
Do that. That sucks. Okay.
You've both got the code?
No, we
no you, it's basically
right.
a thing you just got to go...
They're available
it.
Tomorrow,
right.
apparently.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So I'm going to figure that out tonight. Jump on that in the morning. Okay. Now, a game that I really, really loved. it's announced that it's sold 250,000 copies, 250,000, which is good. It's called Gone Home. It's a great PC game. If you haven't played it, you really need to play it. It's a really, really interesting game, just focusing on narrative and story. And I think we talked about this before. Maybe you can check out my review on restartreplay.com, but it's really about you come home and you just got to inspect objects throughout this house, and it tells a story about your sister, and it's just amazing. It's just so good. I even teared up a little bit at the end.
Nice.
So get on that. Good get on that game. I think it's only like $10, $20. So it's definitely worth it. Although it only goes for 2 hours.
Yeah, Amazon. You wouldn't want something like that going any longer.
Well, it didn't need to. That's the thing. Mm. Perfectly done. Amazon acquires Double Helix Games. Now, these guys have done something. I know. I'm pretty sure they did Soldier of Fortune. No, they didn't, because the Soldier of Fortune 2 was actually Double Helix. Like, that's what it was called. But they've made games that have been pretty popular. I just can't remember what off the top of my head. But Amazon buying them is really weird.
They're obviously trying to get into
the industry. Yeah,
you know, everyone's creating their own content now.
Mm.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Especially with indie development taking such a huge mainstay in the industry now. It's weird. I just don't know. Amazon getting it. It's weird. Okay, now this is another game that is really weird.
Yeah,
well, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a big thing now.
It's like an actor buying a football team.
Yeah, it's a good investment.
Mm. Okay.
Russell Crowe. You know.
So, there's this game on Kickstarter
mm-hmm.
that I came across, and I really wanted to talk about it before we continue with the
Nevermind?
Headlines. It is called Nevermind, yes.
We looked at that.
No, now, I meant like, Nevermind, we don't need to talk about it.
Oh,
no.
Very funny. Okay, so by this time, it would have probably finished on Kickstarter. I don't think it's raised anywhere near enough money, which is really a shame. It's basically
250,000,
didn't it? Yeah, needed, and it was only like 160, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe it was only 18,000.
We were looking at how much what you get if you pledge and stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's a cool thing about Kickstarter. Yeah. But again, it's also the thing if you invest and they change everything.
Yeah.
You know, what are you getting for your money? Anyway, Nevermind is a game that gets scarier as you go if you get scared.
Yeah.
You get more scared. You buy like this USB heart rate monitor, and as your heart rate increases, the game gets more intense, scary.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
People have done this before, though, or they've at least developed something similar before. I'm sure I've seen stuff about that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's also in arcade machines and stuff, but this game actually looks genuinely terrifying because there's clowns.
So it's only made 37,000 out of its $250,000.
I can't believe that they would ask for $250,000 for an indie game.
Well, I mean, after the success of Broken Age, and there was another
one. But
that's
their ideal.
Yeah, but if they don't get that much, they don't get any money.
Right.
Like that 37,000 doesn't come out unless they get 250, which is why.
Is there only 23 pledges? 872, maybe.
Which is why you always go lower.
Yeah.
You put it
you
way
lower,
lower
right.
than you're
so
expecting.
So like 40,000 or something.
Yeah, if that. I would have put 10,000. Just if it goes over, then you get everything that goes over.
Yeah.
But it's
silly.
They're
nowhere near that goal.
That almost seems like it's not. They didn't expect to get it, honestly.
It's a lot of money
to ask
for.
I don't think that they could ask for 250,000.
So they're just doing it for the publicity?
Could be. But I mean, that's a bit of a silly thing to do as well. I have a feeling that they might come back and have a smaller one.
Yeah.
Imagine to get 37,000 and be like, yeah, that's enough money to make a game, and then you don't get any. You don't get it.
And I mean, it's also with the pledges as well, that they put money in there. What's going to happen now?
They just get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. If they don't raise the goal, do they get the money back?
Yeah, yeah. Just, it doesn't even come out of your account.
The money comes out when the
when
goal
it
gets
reached.
Ends.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, when it ends, actually, not even when
right.
it gets reached. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, there you go. Okay. So let's move on. Poor Nevermind. So dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nevermind.
Activision have said that Destiny will be the best-selling video game in history.
That's a big claim.
Why would you say that?
They're so confident these days.
Because, it just gets it into people's minds. You know, if it's so good, I have to get it to check it out.
The thing is...
Yeah, but you get someone else to say it. You don't get your own people to say it.
Yeah. I believe not wholeheartedly here. Because Bungie's such a great developer, but I don't think it'll be anywhere near the best-selling game.
I think it'll be good. I just don't know.
I think
it'll
sell
the best
a lot.
Game ever.
But
of course it will. You know, what if someone... Like,
but they're just exaggerating, like, you know, every single person
it's
ever has done...
Right? It's
yeah, well, that's right.
To make
that's
it
why people
talk about
have said it.
It.
Yeah. Oh, well. It'll be a good game.
Yeah,
so,
it will
so
be.
Excited.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Come September 9.
Big surprise, as Activision will also announce that Treyarch will not be developing this year's Call of Duty. Sledgehammer Games will be.
Right.
Now, I'm a big fan of the Treyarch Call of Duties. I'm not a big fan, but, you know, I prefer them over Infinity Ward, and I know Sledgehammer Games.
What have they done?
I think they worked on Ghosts, but they didn't publish it. Like, they didn't develop it. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel, and apparently the studios are now going to be doing 3-year rotations. So, there'll be 3 years of work on the games, which is better than the two that they've been doing, because they need to do more stuff. Also, there was another thing today about Call of Duty that I didn't write here either. And apparently that Sledgehammer Games are focusing on the next-gen version of the Call of Duty series now.
Right.
Like, they're focusing all of their assets on this, and they're going to probably, like, wholeheartedly, not wholeheartedly, but, like, mini-heartedly put shit into the current generation one.
Right.
Which is fine.
That's fair enough.
Mm.
I don't think you need to keep developing for
Xbox
previous gen.
PS3.
You don't need to keep adding new features and stuff.
No.
I mean, focus
give
it
them,
on the next-gen.
I mean, give
now.
Them copies of games, but you don't have to, yeah.
It's like FIFA did when... You know, the last PS2 game was FIFA 14.
Right.
That's nuts. I mean, PS2 was like, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, to still develop it for the PS... But who bought it for PS2?
Probably no one. They just released it because they had the agreement. Like, they have an agreement with current-gen consoles, or the Microsoft and Sony, to develop until 2017 for their titles. So there'll still be FIFA and stuff on, but that just won't be very good. Okay, on to Titanfall news. It's been delayed on Xbox 360, so anyone who wants to play it on 360, you're going to have to wait until the 25th of March in North America or the 28th of March.
How long after is that then?
It comes out on the 11th,
right.
I think, of March. So it's not huge, but it also comes with the news that a different developer is actually making the game. It's not Sledgehammer Games.
That's strange that they
Games.
Would change
Respawn.
This late.
No, it's not. They haven't changed. They've always been. I think it's Blueprint, maybe?
Right.
But yeah, Respawn have been doing the
so it's
PC.
Just two different teams, two different companies to work on each version.
Yeah,
for the, yeah,
I assume
that's fine.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
but don't expect the 360 version of Titanfall to be incredibly good, because I don't think it will.
I'm surprised they're even bringing out those sort of huge next gen games on previous gen.
I think it's just because this year is in that year of
the in between.
Yeah, we're the
but people are
going to
get
right
it on 360 and be very disappointed. I think
they'll just be like, Titanfall's shit, and then you see it on like Xbox One or PC, and you'll be like, well, it's not that shit. Anyway, some news that I'm actually really keen for, which is the Bioshock Infinite Burial at Sea Episode 2 release date has been announced 25th of March.
Cool.
So
still need to play Episode 1.
Yeah,
need
I
get
play
it
to
few.
Do
Episode 1 isn't that good.
Bioshock, the first one.
Infinite. Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, Infinite.
Yeah.
It's the DLC
yeah.
episode for
you've
it.
You've still got it.
Oh, well, you've still got my stuff too, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, me gamer, you gamer. What is it? Mi casa,
casa,
su casa?
Doesn't that mean my house is your
my
house?
My house is your house.
Yeah.
So me gamer, you gamer. So you're su gamer. Yeah. It's su gamer.
Just give me my stuff back.
Alright.
Okay.
Ouch. Take that. Alright. So, episode 1 wasn't very good. Didn't really like it. I think I gave it a 7.8.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Maybe a 7.4. I can't remember. It wasn't very good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope episode 2 is better because he plays Elizabeth.
Not very good reviews. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy
Lightning
13
Returns.
Lightning Returns.
We're gonna get
got
to
a
that,
lackluster review.
It.
All right.
Okay.
From who?
Everyone.
IGN.
No. Well,
I've
PlayStation Lifestyle
IGN.
Gave it a 4 out of 10.
I saw the
as well,
tweet today.
A while ago.
Right.
Yeah, it's
not
a very good.
Got a good from IGN.
Got a good.
Yeah, a good.
I don't even know.
A seven
to me.
That's not bad.
But still,
not
like
bad.
A seven.
It's good,
seven
but it's not excellent.
But have the last ones done that much better?
No,
I haven't
done
the
other Final Fantasy
games. The first one, Final Fantasy 13, the first one was fantastic. The
well,
second
I didn't
one,
like
what
See,
did
I really didn't like it. I only played
right.
the first
no,
40 minutes.
No,
I played an hour.
Through.
Gave it to my friend. He nearly finished it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Then
I finished
it in.
One through. Finished the second one. Yeah, looking forward to the third, but yeah.
Be aware that's
probably
not
that good.
Our
review of that will be up by now as well. And we have 3 copies to give away. I think I can announce that because it's coming out in a week. So
Ooh,
get
we
on
do.
Our Facebook. Geek Bump.
Oh, right.
Get on our Facebook page for some competition that we've created already to win a copy on the console of your choice.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll have to jump on that. Try and win. Not biased or anything, but...
No,
you know,
I'm not
yeah.
picking it.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. So...
Wouldn't pick you anyway.
Ooh, damn. The Order 1886 is single player only, and that's the same with Infamous Second Son, of course. Sony focusing on single player games has been a normal thing these
good.
Days anyway,
mm.
and I think that's what it needs. Funnily enough, Last of Us has multiplayer, and it's really good.
I just didn't even know that.
Wait,
I don't know how I didn't
what?
Know.
Wait,
yeah.
seriously, The Last of Us, you can play split screen...
No, like multiplayer.
Oh, it has multiplayer. Oh, yeah, no. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
Apparently it's really good.
Really good.
Yeah,
I would really like to see more two-player action happen.
Mm. I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
Like Dead Island. Do you remember Dead Island? You play on two separate consoles and you can just jump into each other's game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Much like Destiny's
Halo
gonna
and
be.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And, Halo's but I also really liked... I did really enjoy... No, but you could always play it.
You can.
Multiplayer online with your friends.
Yeah.
I really liked how Beyond Two Souls did it. I would like to see more of two separate, you know, really important characters.
Yeah.
I think in this industry, in the internet now, I don't think they're going to really look at that anymore, which is really a bit of a shame. Anyway, let's move on. Child of Light.
They might do. It'll just be, you'll just play with people online. It's not.
Well, that's the next thing.
I mean, that's...
Yeah,
that's
but when we're hanging out together...
You want to be able to do both.
We
want
to play two controllers on
the
one.
The frustrating thing is, like, if I can... Like, Dead Rising has multiplayer, has co-op, but you can't play locally.
Like, split screen.
Yeah, which is silly. If you've got the ability to do it online, then I want to be able to play with my friends. I have two Xbox One controllers for no reason.
Yeah, same.
I think that's the reason. You're buying, like, a PS4 controller, an Xbox One controller, like an extra one for your friends.
$80.
And then your friends will come over and be like, yeah, let's go play.
And
it's
like
I don't have any games
to
play.
Yeah.
I had only Forza and I don't even have it anymore, so.
Good. No. Forza's alright. I'm just
I mean, I didn't
not
mind it, but it was just driving. I played with my dad a bit.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one is Child of Light, really highly anticipated RPG, side-scroller. It's coming out for the PlayStation platforms.
Oh, cool.
It's releasing on May
1st.
What's it about?
I've seen good stuff about that.
I'm not really remembering what it's about, but
it's
an
just
RPG
some kind
side-scroller.
Of RPG, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like indie.
It's a side-scroller RPG.
Yeah. But apparently, it looks really good.
It looks really pretty.
Child of Light, does that mean you can become light or you can...
There's a light element in
it. Go into shadows or...
It's Ubisoft, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It just looks really pretty.
Yeah. But it's like, it's weird because if it came into Vita, that'd be the perfect thing. But sadly,
Is it mobile as well? I would have thought it would be... Oh.
No, it's just PS4 and PS3, I think.
Okay. Because it is a very small, like, it's just a platforming type game, so...
Yeah. So, let's get the Flappy Bird. The craze that hits,
we have to?
That's hit life.
Yeah.
If you don't have Flappy Bird now, you can't get it ever again.
That's why
unless
I
you buy it.
You totally can though, because
unless,
I have
yeah,
the app.
Well, you can download
it.
If you jailbroke your phone,
you don't even have to jailbreak it.
You can't download it now. You can't go
you
to
can't
the app store and find
it. Someone put it on a USB drive.
Oh, it is free, isn't it? So you can just totally do that.
Yeah.
Or you could do the other option and pay thousands of dollars for a phone. It's up to you. So the game creator's taking it down. He said he couldn't take the pressure anymore or something.
Wasn't he making like lots and lots of money?
$50,000 a day.
Yeah, what are we doing, right? Yeah. But
so why?
And what do you mean you can pay thousands and thousands?
You can
of
buy phones
on eBay.
Oh,
with
right,
it
eBay with it already
installed,
right?
Yeah, I downloaded it. When did he take it down?
Yesterday.
The day before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Monday he took it down.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I downloaded
5 days
it on
ago.
Sunday.
Diggity.
Have you
downloaded
it
for a second?
It's
so
shit.
It's
horrible.
Never played it.
I don't get it. I don't understand the appeal.
It's really hard.
You know what I did?
Just
I downloaded it. I turned it on. I played it for 2.5 minutes. I went out and deleted it. That's how I feel.
I've got
good
at it now.
I am surprised that he would do that.
Well, I think it's because there's some sort of lawsuit coming in.
Probably.
You know there's a Mario.
Right.
Mario
I am playing it literally for the first time right now. This is a Geek Mythology
off.
First.
Yeah, for God's sake. Let's continue
I'm
while
dead.
He's playing it.
On the first
good
one.
Stuff.
Score zero. Score one, sorry. How about that?
Let's continue. PS4 exclusive Deep Down has been delayed in Japan. Now this game is a free-to-play game.
Oh.
It's
two.
Similar
High
to
score.
Similar to Dark Souls. In the fact that it's ridiculously hard,
okay.
But it's free to play, so there's going to be free to play elements in the game,
that's
which
cool.
is kind of sad. Being developed by Capcom, so that's been delayed in Japan. It's like supposed to be massive for Japan. That's all it's been showcased at actually Japan events. Anyway, so it's probably going to take a while to come.
Could
to
not
us.
Beat my high score of two.
Good. The Last of Us has won 10 awards at the annual DICE Awards, taking home overall game of the year.
The Last of Us has won 10 awards at insert any award ceremony
That's
here.
That's pretty much it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
The
Good
Last
on.
Of Us has won multitudes of awards everywhere. But we'll
they
get to
deserve
that
it. I mean, everyone's giving them slack about it, but come on, you make a good game, you get the rewards.
That's right.
Well, I mean, I always thought, and I'm biased because I love Last of Us, my favorite game, like we said, ages ago. I thought GTA 5 was going to win it. And
no.
then when Last of Us was announced to win it, I freaking pumped the fist. In the air so hard because it totally deserves it. I mean, it's an amazing game. There's a story in it. It's excellent. Anyway, I'm not going to go on fanboy rant. Let's continue.
Isn't this what this whole thing is about?
I'm not going to fanboy rant The Last of Us for an hour and a half. All
right.
Don't have to.
You can do a special on it just by yourself.
Totally, just me.
I'm non-recorded.
Just me talking
about it. Yeah.
Just talk to yourself.
I just talk to myself about it.
That's what he does every night.
Yeah. I have a rule with some of my friends that I'm not allowed to talk about anything we're fans of after 8 p.m. because we won't get to sleep. We'll just talk about it for
7:53 now, so we can still talk 7 minutes of Last of Us.
That's good.
Anyway, no, I'll continue. Warner Bros. Games has no plan to fix Batman Arkham Origins glitches. Instead, they're looking at implementing DLC. This is horrible. This is horrible game development.
Why would they not fix the problems?
Warner Bros. Games, now there's a game-breaking glitch in that.
Why? What are they focusing on now?
They're focusing
on
DLC.
Right.
The DLC for the game.
Right.
But the game's broken.
I'll finish it, but I mean... I think it's the PC glitch. It's really bad glitch on the PC.
So it just shuts down or something, or...?
You can't get to an area. Remember rally.
But silly.
Yeah.
And
it's a vital area for the story.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, Warner Brothers Games, go screw yourself. That's not very good to do. Especially when it's so game-breaking like that, too. If it was a little thing, then that was fine, but... Oh, well. Okay, let's talk about The Division. It's being co-developed by Ubisoft Reflections. Now, Ubisoft Massive are the ones that are developing it, but Reflections is doing a 40%, so it's 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
They've only announced this now because they just did. I don't know.
That's
I lost my train of thought there.
That. They're just going a bit of out of house because
they need
more
to.
People.
They've
yeah.
got the engine and stuff running now. I think they're just going to coincide. It's been going for a couple of months.
Yeah,
so.
That's fine.
Which is cool.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah,
it's great stuff. That game looks amazing.
Yeah.
And they're still targeting a 2014 release.
I mean, how many offices around the world does Ubisoft have?
A lot.
Yeah, so no big deal about using multiple houses.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the last topic of gaming, and then we'll talk about some other stuff we went to in that. These came out today, and this is really exciting for anyone who has a PlayStation Vita. First of all,
PlayStation Vita.
The
three of you who are left, pay attention.
Including me.
Including,
so
the other two of you. Yeah.
It's probably just Ed.
Yeah. Alright, Ed,
anyway,
listen up.
Okay. First of all, the Sly Cooper trilogy has been announced to release on April 16th. All three of them. I haven't played them. I have them downloaded on my PS3. I never got around to them. That's exciting. Especially, you know what? The funny thing is, I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about getting the fourth one on my Vita. Because I was going to get a 64GB card.
Bandits of Time? Thieves of Time. Thieves in Time.
And I thought, wouldn't it be great to have us like the first three on the Vita?
Because you can play that on Vita and then play it... you can play on the PS...
And cross-save.
And then stop. And then if you need to go catch a bus or a train, you can continue where you left off
on
the Vita.
Yeah, cross-save.
And then
great.
When you come back home, keep playing on your PS. That's
good. Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, the other one, which has been talked about for ages, the God of War collection, which is 1 and 2, is releasing on May 6th. I was going to say 16. May 6th for Vita, which
mm-hmm.
is another big thing. I haven't played the first two, so I'm excited for that. Now, the PS Vita Slim is coming out in North America in spring with the biggest release this year for Vita, Borderlands 2. Now,
what?
Now, listen.
Oh my god, I don't care.
Listen to this. The one big thing
cool,
for
though.
This. Borderlands 2 on Vita, if you've played it on PS3 and have a save, you can send that save straight to Vita.
Right, cool. That's cool.
Which
yeah.
is beautiful. I'm so excited to get Borderlands 2.
I'm just not a fan of Borderlands.
Portable
Lands.
Portable
Lands 2. That's what I'm going to call it.
Cool.
I'm so excited for that.
Pumbell. Ding, 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 ding.
In other things, just before we talk about the games releasing this month as well, Final Fantasy X/X2 remaster is coming out in a month.
It's really
Vita.
Pretty.
And I'm so excited for that.
Because they skipped 7, didn't they? Because they were like, we don't think we can do it.
They didn't remaster 8 or 9 either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we can't...
They're not doing 11. They don't
we
do 11.
We don't want to stuff up the remake of 7.
Oh, that's right.
So,
yeah.
We're going to do 10.
I mean, that's a good one, though.
But
10's
amazing.
That's the one
yeah.
that people want to...
It.
It was one of my... It's not my favorite. What am I saying? 8 is my favorite. Then 7. Then
really?
9. Then
okay.
10. But... Yeah. And not 11, because 11 was an MMO and no one played it. But 10 is a really good one, because it will bring in audiences that... You don't have to be a huge Final Fantasy fan to like... Yeah, to like 10. It's, 10. It's just...
It's going
to
be good.
It's just such a good game within itself. It doesn't even have to, you know, build off the Final Fantasy universe.
So that's going
to
be on Vita.
And it's also the remastered is out on PS3. Yeah, I played it on PS3. It's really pretty. Yep. I got glitched, but it was still good.
12. You played 12.
Yeah, I played 12. I didn't get it. I didn't understand. I was like...
I think after 10, they've been going down.
10 is very easy for someone who has never played Final Fantasy game to get into. The other ones, because they're not really that big on story, or like as much as they are, it's not the drawing point, so you don't really get into it straight away, you don't really get it. You've got to play several hours before you even figure out what's going on, basically.
Okay.
But 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 are really good. Wait, which one's 6?
I don't know. I think I played Final Fantasy 3 on my PlayStation 1.
Yeah, I have maybe 1 and 2 on my phone, actually.
Actually, you know what? It was on my PSP, because you could download them.
There you go.
It on my PSP.
Yeah.
And I played it, and I was like, don't understand it. So I'm going to play 10, because I'm older and I understand
Consonant.
Yeah, 10 is really good.
Yeah, so let's get to the games releasing this month. And there's quite a few, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, today, you've got The Last of Us Left Behind, Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy XIII, and Borderlands 2 to play. My personal recommendation will, of course, be The Last of Us. But you also can play Final Fantasy and Borderlands if you want. On the 19th, you can play Strider, which is an indie game that I'm pretty sure got kickstarted. It's been announced. No, it wasn't kickstarted. It's by Capcom.
Did we see that the other night?
No.
No.
No. It's just solid side-scrolling thingos. On the 21st, you can get onto that Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze for Wii U. Wii U finally gets a good game again. And on the same day, you can get the Rayman Legends next-gen versions, which is something I might do.
Yep.
Yeah. I kind of like Rayman Legends.
I think I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would pay that much for it.
I think it's only going to be $70 again. Like, $2.
I'll wait.
Yeah. I'm going to wait. I play the older ones on my phone. I'm just going to wait for them to go down.
And if it's something really...
Isn't that Jungle Run?
Fiesta Run, yeah.
Yeah.
There's three or four of them.
Well, I'm considering getting on with my Vita. I'm just going to have to decide on the day.
They're really cool, but they're just not... They're like sort of nothing games. They're just like mindless...
Well, Rayman Origins and Legends... It's a little bit different. I always thought, like, after playing Jungle Run and stuff, that it was that you have to just press and he runs, but instead it's actually not.
It's a proper game.
Yeah.
But
it's still, it still has
when
those elements.
In Legends, there's a stage where it's like, it's set to Black Betty, the song Black Betty, and you need to, like, jump at the beats and, like, the enemies get killed and stuff at the beat of the song. It's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my one thing I like about that game. I've never played anything else. It's on the demo at work. So I played it.
On the 27th, you can get Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare on Xbox One. On the 28th, you can get Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2 and a game I'm really excited
for. Can we talk about
for
that for a second?
In a second.
Worst titled game in history, Castlevania.
Why?
Castlevania? Like, it's not Transylvania. It's not
any
other Vania. Yeah, but
it's
questioning like Castlevania. Years. It doesn't matter.
It's a classic. Anyway. The other game that I'm really excited for comes out. It's called Thief.
Yeah.
It's that little
just
game
that
called
little
Thief.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about
won't do well. Won't do very well.
No, it's
going
to be good. If you want to see some hands-on, go onto that Geek Bomb. I wrote a feature thing for them. Do it. Because it's going to be good. There's also a new trailer out for it, which is really cool too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get onto some little discussion things. We've got about, let's say, we'll give it 15 minutes. Let's do that.
So much for shorter.
Well, what are we up to now?
We're on 120.
That's not too bad if we're do 10-15 minutes of this.
I'm going to quickly go through the three ones that I can talk about, and then we'll do Black Beta.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, Wolf Among Us Episode 2 came out last week, and
Everyone's raving about this. I have to play it. Apparently you can play it on your phone.
You can.
Play it on my phone.
You can, on iOS.
Because that's... I don't have anything else that'll play it.
Okay, Wolf Among Us, I gave it a 9. The episode was short, but it was amazing. Really good, progressed the story well. Well written, as always. And yeah, I was really, really happy with it. There's a couple of nice surprises there. And if you haven't played it yet and you want to go watch a review, don't go to IGN because there's too many spoilers. And I mean, there's a lot of spoilers. Okay, second one, Outlast. I crapped myself a couple times. That's all I need to say. Another thing is mobile platforms. Now, Take-Two, there's little publishers over there.
Mm-hmm.
They've said that they're waiting for the mobile platforms to get better before they start putting games out there.
Right.
How do you feel? Do you think the mobile platforms right now
they should
worth
do
it?
With what they have available. They shouldn't wait. They should build it up now.
Yeah. to have something to start with.
Yeah, build up the industry. Build up.
What's wrong with building your engines and stuff, or like starting to develop stuff, and then just fixing it? I don't really see the point in waiting.
I mean, that's what they did with, you know, the Assassin's Creed games. The way they've gotten one out every year is by building off the old one.
Yeah.
So build now while you can, and then when the new stuff comes in...
They must be doing something though, right? They're developing something.
Well,
they can't be doing nothing.
Yeah, they can't just be sitting at their desks waiting.
Well, for mobile platforms, of course. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're blackmailing the mobile creators to make them better.
Yeah.
That's what they're scheming.
Well, I think, yeah. You can't really have that big experience on a mobile platform, yeah, like that.
Yeah.
On Vita and 3DS, of course, but... On like a mobile phone.
But what's the difference between a mobile phone and a Vita? Like,
or
other than
iPad.
The controls?
Well, I think it is that base control.
The displays are better on new iPhones. The retina displays are significantly better than Vitas. And
well, yeah,
ridiculously better
than
3DS.
But it's down to the graphics and things, and I think...
But you can... The graphics is the one thing that would be better on a mobile platform. It's just the controls. But you can develop intuitive controls on a touchscreen.
Do you think Borderlands 2 would come out on a mobile platform though?
No, that'd be crap.
Yeah.
Because Borderlands is a complicated game, but smaller...
Well, yeah, if you're talking about in smaller titles like that, then for sure, but
I mean,
think like the hardcore experiences.
Oh, yeah.
What if you had like...
keyboard cases and stuff.
Like a sleeve, a sleeve it went into, and it would have like
the
controllers outside.
Yeah,
and
the joystick things exist.
There you go.
I still think it's a little bit silly.
That's a good way to do it though.
Yeah.
Put
I'd
a little case
Vita.
On it.
I'd rather just
but
Vita
if you're already carrying your phone everywhere, and you want to be able to game on it,
it's also a question of battery life too.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it would have
that.
Its own internal battery. Like if the sleeve thing, I was just saying, you know,
it'd be a case. It'd be a full case that would have a battery in it. Yeah, and everything
still.
Else you needed in it.
Yeah,
it'll happen.
Plus, if you know you're playing games in it, then you know that it's going to use your battery less. So that's up to the person, not
because I don't really see where they can go with mobiles. To make them more friendly for games anyway. Like, what are they going to do? Make the screen slightly better than it is already? Make the battery life slightly better? There's not going to be any major changes in the way a phone is built.
Yeah, it's just going to be the processor and such.
Yeah,
better graphics.
iPhone 5s and the latest Samsungs, incredible graphics. Like
for a mobile platform, of course,
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I always relate a mobile game to something you can sort of pick up for a couple of seconds, play it, like, not like Flappy
That's
Birds.
True, yeah.
But, you know, I think that's might be
what that's what I tend to play on mobile. But I would be happy if I could use it as...
Yeah, if I had a long epic
instead of a console, if I'm on a plane.
That's why I like having Pokemon on my phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. GBA emulator. Mm. That's naughty. Anyway, let's get on to our last topic. We, as the Geek Mythology Podcast, went to the IGN Black Beta Select Awards last week.
Yes.
And... I will say, because I'm a Last of Us fanboy, Last of Us won 6 awards. I'm just going to say that. Do you want to talk about the other ones?
Yeah,
anyone else want to talk about
the
other ones?
GTA won...
GTA was IGN's editor's choice, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it was interesting.
And it won multiplayer, didn't it?
No,
Battlefield got multiplayer.
Right. But something else, though, right?
It only won
what?
One award.
Battlefield
no,
won
GTA
one.
Got 2.
No, it didn't.
No, it only got
didn't
the
it?
Editor's choice.
Remember
right.
We were just like, Trevor Phillips should be character of the year.
Right, yeah.
That, and you know what? How we said to Lucy... You said
yeah,
you wanted,
they should have
the other
character.
One should be DLC. That was the
DLC,
other one we got.
DLC, that was the one, yeah.
Okay.
So the other ones that did well were like BioShock. Got a couple.
Yeah, Infinite
got
two.
Couple,
I think
got
best visual design.
Visual design.
Best
and
moment? Music?
No.
It was
Last of Us got best moment.
Oh, okay. Sound design then. Yeah, pretty sure
yeah.
Sound.
I
Infinite
think they
got
something else. Because the chick, the redhead chick, had to come up and accept the award for 2K. No.
But she also had to come up for the last one as well. The GTA 5 as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Resogun also won Indie Game of the Year of 2013, which I totally agree with. Resogun's amazing. I didn't play
That's
it much.
It's like a
it.
Spaceship and you're shooting shit.
Yeah. I didn't play it much when the PS4 came out, but over the last couple of days, I've been putting lots of hours into it, which is weird. I've just gone for the trophies though.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just really fun. And I still can't beat it on experience difficulty. Like the tiers range from rookie, experience to veteran, and then master.
Right.
Played in rookie.
Wow.
I'm getting good at it though, because I mean, you've got to save humans and things.
Yeah.
And to do that, you've got to beat keepers, and keepers are green, and there's hard ones. There's trophies related to those. It's just, it's kind of deep, but like not.
Right.
It's just nice. Nice game to play. It takes about 40 minutes to finish it. With like there's 3 different ships And you just basically got to beat high scores and stuff. It's good.
Cool.
Okay, what else? Do we want to talk about anything else?
No.
No? Did you enjoy the experience?
Oh, they did some really funny parody songs at the start before
their
presentation.
They
were funny.
I bet on IGN now.
Have
they? Yeah.
Oh, check it out.
The
go and check
songs.
It out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a good I Believe I Could Fly parody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
GTA 5.
Funny people.
Yeah, they were funny, yeah.
Yeah.
We are fans of IGN.
Mm-hmm.
I like playing Dying Light.
Greg Miller. Yeah,
we got to play Dying Light. That
yeah,
was
smash that out. And
yeah,
love
finished the demo. We watched a couple of people. They didn't get very far.
Finished
yeah,
it.
I got further than them, and then Lowell finished it.
Yeah.
Andrew attempted Wolfenstein.
Yeah, I played a little bit of Wolfenstein. There's a they got a little bit of a like a laser gun.
Yeah.
Like yeah, there's a and you can charge
it
up.
It
yeah,
looks good.
Really am.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard, but it's gonna be good.
Yeah. I also tried. What was the other one? I was standing next to you. You were playing The Last of Us.
Oh, we played the...
I wasn't playing Last of Us. I was playing Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider? Yeah, whatever.
We were playing... you played Lego.
Oh,
Lego
Marvel. And then we played Infamous.
Infamous?
No, not Infamous. Sorry.
Injustice.
Injustice, sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I got my ass kicked twice.
Yeah.
Sounds about fair.
Batgirl, man. She's my girl.
Did you just... spam the
oh yeah
I
was
just
swear man
like
yeah. No like I was trying and I was jumping and
yeah.
Went into the
and then I was Wonder Woman as well
to have a look but
yeah
we just
okay.
Yeah I couldn't figure out how to do like the big old move
yeah,
yeah.
Oh the it's not fatalities
legendary moves and stuff
yeah,
yeah whatever it was
that stuff
yep.
Okay do I have any closing statements
I'm glad I'm finished with Lost because now I can get back to
reality yeah
and start playing and reading and watching different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not playing Elder Scrolls. I think the beta finished. Oh, not the beta. The press finished, yeah, on Tuesday.
Yep.
I didn't play any of that weekend, but I'm
yeah.
going to take my life
you're up
away.
To what? 22? Level 22?
Mm-hmm.
Something? Yeah.
That was only in the first weekend, too. That was before they opened
yeah, yeah.
the beta servers and stuff, so.
I was online with Chich last night. He was showing me a few things, and yeah, it looks cool.
You're under an NDA. Don't talk about it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you can't say anything.
Be really careful because everyone's talking on Facebook about it and I'm like, guys, it's not a good idea. All
right.
Bethesda will be like, we will kill you.
No,
okay.
they're not going to care that much, I don't think, about a few people, but the people are like giving out details.
Yeah.
And getting really confused because the press is starting to bring their stuff out because our embargo ended on the Friday before last. So
that's what
everyone's
like
now we can talk about it. And we're like, no, it's not a good idea.
Mm. Let's do our Twitter plugs. I am at Coda08. Tara,
I'm
where are you?
At Tazpants. I'm right here. I'm at Tazpants, though.
You're there.
You can find me anywhere by Tazpants.
I'm LoLR90.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
And I am the Granger Zone.
Forever
at
known.
The Granger Zone.
Forever
right.
known as the Granger Zone.
Well,
on everything.
Maybe not for I don't know.
You haven't
involved.
Added me on PlayStation yet. I checked
oh,
that.
I'm
really angry at you right now.
Sorry.
You're
on
PlayStation. You're on Xbox, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get you.
We're only just Facebook friends.
Just I know.
Today.
Yeah.
Or just Tuesday. You've been a couple days.
Yeah.
You've been friends.
I've already unfriended her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I blocked her already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tough in this day and age. It seems to be a big thing.
Some hidden deepness
people get
this,
blocked,
this
yeah.
group now. No. Anyway, you can reach us at Geek Mythology PC on Twitter. You can also see us on Facebook, Geek Mythology Podcast. That's all we say. That's probably where you've come from. Our SoundCloud is the same thing. Geek Mythology Podcast is probably where you're listening from till we finish, win our war with iTunes.
What's going on with that?
Nothing really.
Oh.
Just haven't got around to it yet. You can check us out, our website. It's www.geek-mythology.net. Currently in progress.
It looks a bit
built.
Silly. I don't know if we should plug it. I keep messing with it.
It's too late now.
It's been plugged. If
yeah.
you want to go and laugh
I
at it,
I don't think
then
anyone's
go for that.
Gonna... Okay, well, just don't judge me. I haven't fixed it yet.
Tara's our resident fighter, and she'll win the fight against the interwebs. Okay. This has been the Geek Mythology Podcast. If you enjoy listening, hit that like button, hit that share button, share it to your friends, download it. Do everything you can to spread it across.
Yes,
we appreciate you checking it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Do we have catchphrases?
No, we need to work on them.
I always forget.
Okay.
Let's go. No, that's
no.
already being, that's already used.
Trademarked.
I'll find something else.
We'll
yeah.
find trademarks.
Not trademarked. We'll make our own up.
I will, of course, be relating mine back to... I've actually changed mine.
Oh, okay.
Change
it's
your
gone
what?
From
yeah.
Shebanga
well, right,
to Shillabanga.
Shillabanga.
It
seems you just added a syllable. Nobody
it
wants
is...
that.
That's right. It's not trademarked.
Yeah, just happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy
hope
your day.
Laid.
Let's just be direct.
And marrying someone and dating someone.
Or you could be sitting there playing games with your significant other.
I'm going to be watching
Enjoy
Camp
that.
Dakota right now. Actually, I'm playing Titanfall.
I'm going to be waiting until 5 p.m. to play Last of Us. So, until next time, we'll see you then.
Yes.
Bye.
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 I'm just going to keep recording until you say the right byes.
Bye.
What? Bye?
Why was I supposed to say?
Nothing, it's fine. All right.
Bye.
See you next time. Goodbye.